Hey everyone, I'm Chelsea Cross here in hot, beautiful Orlando at the Spotlight of Innovation event hosted by Siemens, of course, with someone so incredible. I'm really so excited to meet you in person, Ashley Kimball, high school senior, only 48 hours away from graduating. Very exciting. And Ashley is truly the definition of the future of millennial entrepreneurship and the future of millennial innovation, and I can't even imagine what your future holds. So as I tease how incredible you are, Ashley, why is Ashley here? Who are you? What have you done? Ashley has truly innovated an amazing opportunity for not just veterans, but for people who are in need of prosthetics. I'm going to let Ashley tell us more about her journey to getting here at Spotlight Innovation. Ashley, how are you, first of all?
Well, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Truly excited to be meeting you right now.
Oh, that's great.
So, Ashley, tell everybody that might not know your story already the making of your journey to getting here today.
All right, so my journey started halfway through my junior year, right around Christmas. I had a mentor in school come to me and say, hey, my little brother lost his foot in Afghanistan, and he's a very active person, and doesn't want this to hinder him in like sports for the rest of his life, and specifically high intensity sports like snowboarding and automobiling, stuff like that. So we set out to make this lighter prosthetic foot, because he already had one that he could use, but it was just so heavy. I mean, if you can imagine 2.5 pounds as just your foot,
right?
That's how heavy it was. And so we set out to make this very light one out of carbon fiber, because the first one was out of aluminum. Mm. So we started with the software Solid Edge, which is a 3D CAD program where you go in and you can literally make it in the computer, and then you can test it too. Mm. So we did that. We went through about 4 different versions until we finally arrived at this final version that we loved. Well, that was just the first half of it. So then we had to actually do the hard part, which was the thing that I've never really done before. I've always done the design it and 3D print it. Cool. And now it was design it, 3D print the mold for the foot, and then we actually had to make this foot. Mm. It was so different actually trying to, or this was a new experience, turning it into, or moving it from the computer to reality.
And now, backing it up before you go further, this is just a high school program that you had access to. And this was a teacher, your teacher's brother, that was in need of this prosthetic foot.
Well, I'm sorry.
Nope.
It was,
correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm in the Green Power program at school, which is a program where we kind of redesign electric vehicles for, I guess it's like for racing.
Okay.
And it was one of the mentors in that program.
Okay.
The actual teacher has a different part in the story.
Okay. And then how, so it was all about electric vehicles in the beginning, but how did it all of a sudden shift to this one person individual, you know, in particular, this veteran, and what is his name?
His name is Kendall Bain.
Kendall Bain.
Yeah.
Who was in need of this prosthetic foot. How did that transition happen? You putting your energy towards that?
It was a really sudden transition, and it kind of happened all at one time. So we just kind of went from one day using CAD to do all of these car parts, and then we just kind of started. We really just jumped right in. And I mean, the very first week, we were CADing up the original foot in Solid Edge and testing all of those parameters. And then, I mean, very, very quickly, we've moved into designing the new foot. I mean, the majority of the year we worked on it was spent on just doing the carbon fiber layups and actually putting the real foot together.
So, you know, and I read in his story that he tried about 40 different prosthetic foots. None of them were comfortable enough or gave him the flexibility or agility for, you know, a sport like a snowboarding or something like that. So it's amazing, you know, how many different things that we go, oh, we should have thought of that, or how did I not think of that? But how many different, you know, prosthetics are there in the world already? But you, Ashley Kimball, junior in high school at the time, you were able to create this 3D printed foot that ultimately gave him the feeling, agility, mobility that he was really looking for. I mean, how does that feel? It's like a crazy, isn't that a pinch yourself moment?
It really is. Like, I still can't believe I did it. And, I mean, for me, it kind of feels like, I don't know, it doesn't feel like that, I guess, special, because with this program, I mean, we all do projects like this all the time, and mine just happened to be picked up and kind of made into a story, but I mean, it definitely is.
But you definitely deserve to be celebrated and praised, because this could be something that doesn't only just change one person's life and ability to, you know, act as if he does have two, you know, feet, and to do things we love like snowboarding or skateboarding. And you might have been able to truly change his life and the ability to do that.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I mean, the defining moment in this program was, or this project was, I mean, he lives in Virginia and I live in Alabama, so we're a good 8 hours apart. So there was no build a prototype, he test it. There was do a prototype in Solid Edge, build it, maybe it works. And so really the defining moment was when he put it on and he went, well, first of all, the height is right. And I was like, okay, cool. That's one thing done. Like, small, but
so how many times were you able to try it on him?
Once.
One time. You had a one-shot wonder with this opportunity.
It was, the camera started rolling, he turned it on, and we thought, boy, I hope this works.
And then that one prosthetic that you built, that was the one that he's now using.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it was one shot. And obviously, we found, I mean, just in that testing, it worked very well. But we also discovered that, I guess when we were designing, we kind of over-engineered a little bit because we didn't have the option to prototype. So we were like, we don't want him to step and him to like break and him fall. So I think we over-engineered it a little bit strength-wise. So we only cut out about 17% weight.
Okay.
And I think if we were to do another one, I don't know that we will, because of just I'm moving to Birmingham and other people are moving on too. I don't know that we'll get to do that. But if we did, I mean, we found several different things that we could change to make it even better.
Make it even better. Well, I'm sure this is just the beginning of so many incredible creations in the future for you. So tell us about what's next for Ashley Kimball.
Well, so in 2 months and 29 days, I moved to the University of Alabama in Birmingham, where I'll study biomedical engineering.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get into a research group down there. I'm funded to do research for the next 4 years through a really great scholarship that UAB was able to give me.
Incredible.
And so I'm hoping to get into some biomedical engineering research labs down there and hopefully do more projects like this.
So if you had a dream project next, what would you want to create? What would you want to build? What would you want to innovate?
That one is easy. My big thing is 3D printed organs. I think it's just the coolest thing to use 3D printing and stem cells to create working organs. I mean, that would completely eliminate the transplant list. It would save millions of lives a year. And I know UAB is already working on it, and I mean, thousands of research labs are working on it. I mean, that is my dream project, to get to work on these 3D printed organs.
That is unbelievable. It's making me think of Grey's Anatomy with the mini livers, when she
created
the mini livers.
Yep,
or
me too. Especially, she used 3D printing in, I remember one episode where she used 3D printing, and I was like, that's not real.
And now it is. Your reality. So, as a millennial, when you think about the future of innovation, right, we're at Siemens Spotlight of Innovation event, what makes you most excited about technology and what we're able to do with it at this point today?
I guess for me today, it's been just seeing where this technology is going. I mean, talking to Mouse McCoy and how they're using, like, the gamification of engineering, and they're turning this CAD program that I've been using for years into virtual reality. That is amazing. Be able to put on like VR glasses and to go do your CAD in this program and actually see what you're designing as if it's right there. I think that is the coolest thing.
Now for future women, right, for Gen Zers and even generations younger, we are so privileged today as women to be able to say we can do anything.
Yeah.
And just because we are a woman doesn't mean that we're not capable. And you are truly the definition of that, Ashley. So to speak to other women, what's your message? What's your empowering, you know, insight or mantra of that you want to make sure that future women leaders, innovators know from your experience?
I guess to just really find what you love and don't let anything stop you from that. I mean, for me, it wasn't something that I just never really looked at, oh, a male can do this better than I can, even though, I mean, my engineering class, there are 8 or 9 of us, and only 2 of us are females. But still in that class, I mean, the 2 females, we're doing pretty well.
Clearly.
Yeah. So, I mean, to just never even consider it, I guess.
I love that. Don't even consider it. Because it shouldn't even be a thought at this point, right?
It shouldn't. I mean, 21st century, we're way past that.
Absolutely. And that's a beautiful place. And thank you so much for your time, Ashley. Because
thank
of women
you.
Like you, I feel that much more secure and safe in the future for medical innovation, technology innovation, engineering innovation. And I am just so excited to follow your journey. This is just the beginning for you. And
yes,
thank you again for your time.
Well, thank you so much. It's been great meeting you.